The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
A text there from a former, I think, parish priest. Definitely had symptoms of burnout when I was a parish priest. Always on call, never reaching the end of the to-do list, and sometimes bad treatment from people, I can well imagine. Remember the old priest, Peter Gilligan, weary night and day. There's another text here about the working from home burnout. The working from home seems to be having a huge effect on people's coping skills in work. I'm an accountant for an agri-food business, remote working since March 2020 in a stressful job which offers no cover if I'm not there. My day is working in the dining room all day and then walking straight into the sitting room to my wife, toddler and newborn baby. It just feels like there's no break to life. The little things are getting to me. I find I'm getting annoyed at the children more. I'm burnt out. Is there any end to this? And look, I think I don't know if 95% of people want back into the office or want to stay at home full time, but I seriously doubt it. Psychotherapist Coleman Nochter, good afternoon.
Evening, afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good. And look, on this thing about getting people back into the office, you were addressing a conference of HR professionals this week, I think the CIPD annual conference, and it was about designing the future of work. And I presume it's about getting people back in there and how to get them to work in ways that are healthy for people. You gave a great quote to them, which is, yoga at lunchtime is not culture. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, I think in terms of when we look at well-being and things like that, there's some kind of tokenistic gestures that people do. And, you know, I've taken part in doing lunchtime seminars, and I can see these stressed group of people because they've a deadline at 2:10 that they have to meet, even though they're in the meeting till 2. And I think from the point of view, we have to take well-being much more seriously from the point of view of it is the culture. You know, it is what is demanded. But the talk on Thursday was about how difficult it is going to be because they're going to have so many confusing desires when people go back, and just listen to all your callers and contributors there, everyone kind of has a different view of what they want to continue working from home, hybrid version, and it's really going to put HR in a kind of really difficult position because, you know, you have to be flexible, but you also have to give people what they need as opposed to what they want. And
are people going to find it hard going back into the office again, that transition, aren't they?
Oh, the dynamic is going to be fascinating because you're going to have a percentage of people dying to get back and want to hug everyone and be back at the watercolour. And there's going to be others who are going to be... And, you know, one of the main contributors to burnout is bitterness. You know, that you get cynical about the way you work and you lose your passion for it. And but again, I'd say, you know, even the what we want and what we need are very different things. I mean, you know, we might say, oh, I hate commute and, you know, I want to stay at home and I'll do 2 more hours work while I'm here. But sometimes the commute is the most useful part of your day from a mental health point of view because it allows you to kind of switch off and transition. And one of your callers just there, like heading from the dining room into the sitting room from a Zoom meeting to, you know, or sleeping in a room where you've had, you know, a very difficult meeting earlier on. This is all that really eats away at your mental well-being and your resilience. And I think it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, but then I think some people are saying, God, the thought of all the time I waste in the office interacting with all these other people and chit-chat and all the rest of it, that you know, they're saying I'm getting much more done at home and I'm getting it done more quickly.
Yeah, and again, your work productivity is going to come to the breath because you're getting through more. You can, with more freedom becomes less boundaries. So the idea, I'm wondering about this myself, Ben, because for the last year, I've been kind of doing loads of sort of extra stuff. Like, but now the kids' sports are back and I have to be somewhere on a Saturday after today. And I'm going to be less available than I was for the 12 months. But now I've set a bar that I'm able to...
I know. Yes.
So how do you readjust?
Did we have time for life before? Like all this new stuff we do now and everything. And we did that and we had a whole life as well. I don't see where the time for life is after all this.
Well, life will have to come back. And I think from the generic mental health of our population, we need to get back to being places where... And again, a teenager, you know, who wants to be on Snapchat all the time, they don't want to spend time with their families. But the more we give them what they need rather than what they want, that's better. And maybe I don't want to touch that. I don't want to...
Coleman, the line is very bad, okay? So we'll come back to you on this again because I think there's a lot more we could discuss here. Okay, thanks for that, Coleman Nochter. Let's take a break.
Cheers.
Okay, thanks.
email brendan@rte.ie.